What's up, people? It's your boy G. Hey, welcome to your Morning Smoke CLT. Thank you for taking the time to let me into your world just for a little while. Before I begin, I want to apologize for the lateness of this particular episode. I ran into some technical difficulties with the first go through with the recording and the mixing and the editing and whatnot, so that attributed to this episode being late. So my apologies. I will not let that happen again. I'd take a step back and kind of look at some of my techniques and look at what I was doing, and want to make sure that I brought you a quality product, as I appreciate your time and allowing me to come into your world just for a little bit. So Thursday, there'll be some changes. There'll be a new segment that I'm going to be doing, which I believe you will enjoy. I also will be adding some new music and some new bells and whistles to the podcast, courtesy of a good friend of mine, a really good friend, a mentor. His name is Richard Black. He does some music. I've been doing some music for a long time. He graciously agreed to allow me to use some of his talents for my theme music and interludes and whatnot. So, Richard, thank you. It means a lot, y'all, that this music is hitting. It's wonderful. It's pounding. It grabs the beat, and it really kind of sets the tone for the things that that we'll be talking about. So again, Richard, thank you. But let's get into it, family. Before I begin, always, as I always do, hey, it's right before football season, whatever is coming, but it is coming. Make sure you check out my man Jerry's Fantasy Football Podcast, the Know It All Fantasy Football Podcast, available on all the streaming and podcast platforms available. Also, too, my friend Chris, Believe Financial Solutions, get your budget and get your financial affairs in order. Tough times out here. Be ready. Get everything together, because hey, it's all going to come back. You want to be ready for what comes in the future, and as we adjust to our new normal. Also, an element that I had said that I wanted to do as a part of this, and I will do that. Today is probably one of the first times I really had an opportunity to do that. But right now, while I am recording and giving you the best of me, I'm checking out this fairly new cigar that came as a part of a Cigar of the Month Club. There are hundreds of them out there. One that I particularly like is called Cigars and Pipes. They provide a sampling of some really great cigars that are out there. They do it once a month. It's inexpensive. Only runs you about $40. That's $40 shipped. No additional shipping fees. It usually takes about a week to show up. Gives you a sampling of some cigars you haven't tried. One I'm smoking now is it's a Crown Heads Special Edition. It's a special edition that was really sold mostly in the state of Ohio during football season. It's called the Buckeye Special Edition. I'm not a Buckeye fan. Anybody who knows me knows I'm a huge Clemson fan. Ohio State, whatever. But it's a good cigar by Crown Heads. It's a Maduro. Kind of spicy kick. Good follow. Good follow on the finish. Kind of a earthy, maybe kind of a little bit of a chocolatey flavor. Great aroma. Puts out good smoke. I've been on it now for about an hour, and I still got about halfway to go. But when you get a moment, check out cigarsandpipes.com. Check out the deals they have. Also, check out their Cigar of the Month Club. If you're a cigar aficionado like myself, and sign up, $40 shipped every month. Also, I may have said, I said this in the last episode, but I want to make sure everybody knows I'm going to be doing this twice a week, Monday and Thursday. Be coming out at 11 a.m. unless there's some crazy scenario where I have issues with the audio or whatever. But under normal circumstances, Monday and Thursday, 11 a.m., the new episode of The Morning Smoke COP. Remember, when you're not listening, send me an email. Comments, questions, ideas for topics, themorningsmokeclt@gmail.com. Also, check me out on all social media platforms, IG, Facebook, Twitter. Just look up Morning Smoke CLT. You'll find me there. Be sure to hit me up. I put good stuff out there other than stuff I'm talking about, too, so be sure to check that out. Just kind of getting into this, I was looking at my Facebook memories. Everybody who has Facebook, and most of us do, you'll get a notification telling you that you've got memories with certain people, and they'll give you a flashback of a year ago, 3 years ago, 10 years ago, however long you've been on Facebook. And I was looking at mine, and I noticed that there was one from a year ago. You may be listening to this podcast at a completely different time, but today's the 27th of April. So 27 April 2019 was a post that I made where I was at the movies with my family. My wife and two kids, we were going to see Avengers. Yes, I'm a Marvel head, and so are my sons. My wife just kind of went along, I guess, for emotional support. But we went to see Avengers Endgame at a theater here locally, a movie that had been hyped forever. If you know anything about Marvel, you probably saw Black Panther and Captain Marvel and the Avengers episode before that. Well, this was the 3-hour supposed finale of the Avengers. That night we did what millions of people normally do on a warm spring night, especially if it's a big premiere. You went to the movies, and that's what we did. We loved it. If you haven't seen Avengers Endgame, I suggest you you jump on to Disney Plus or wherever you can find Avengers Endgame. Watch it. It's a great movie. Lots of drama, lots of action, intrigue, all kinds of stuff. So something for everybody in the movie. But that's not the point of this episode. It was just one of those things that we did. And it's something that all of us wish that we could be doing right now. So many things along that line that we took for granted a year ago. Among them, grocery shopping. I mean, Harris Teeter, Publix, Food Lion, whatever grocery store you like to go to, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's. You didn't even think about going to the grocery store. You just did it. Who could not like just going to dinner outside on a warm night, on a Thursday or Friday night? Whether you were just significant other, your friends, or even by yourself, enjoying a good meal. Just going to get some ice cream. There's a favorite place of mine in a little place, a little north of town, a little place called Camellia's, a place called Carolina Cone. Best ice cream in the world, I think. So if you're local, go check them out. Go and see a doctor. We always talk about, or people always talk about not, you know, you need to go to the doctor. But, you know, if you're going to the doctor regularly, you know you need to go. You would go. You may not want to go. You may dread the needle or whatever you knew was coming. But you went. Sitting at a baseball game. I mean, Charlotte happens to be one of the most popular AAA baseball teams in the country, the Knights. Beautiful venue right uptown. Truist Ballpark, I think they call it now. One of the most beautiful places you want to go. The scenery, the city in the background. It was more or less a social event than a baseball game. Just going out and getting your errands done. You know, you got a list of things to do on Saturday. You go to the pharmacy, you go to the grocery store, you go to the hardware store, you go to Lowe's, you stop by the restaurant and get some food, you might have a drink. Maybe go by the cigar lounge if you like them like me. That silly office potluck. Everybody knows that when you work in an office, eventually you're going to have that ridiculous potluck. And you don't want to eat everything because sometimes you know maybe that one person wasn't the cleanest person in the world, so you don't want to eat the food. Kind of like we have a picnic. Who made a potato salad? You always want to know who made something because you're not sure if you want to eat at the potluck. A lot of people swear on not eating at potlucks. Or even just going to see your mom and just giving her a hug. And the vibe that creates. All the things that we either did or should have done or have planned to do that we all took for granted. Unfortunately now, like many of the things that we typically enjoy, those things have to be avoided unless they're absolutely essential. Just so many things that we didn't think about back then. Remember that favorite restaurant that you had? That hole-in-the-wall restaurant that maybe a lot of people didn't know about, but you went there because they had the extra spicy wings or the salad with the extra bacon bits or the good dressing. Or maybe because there was a cute server that worked there who knew exactly how you like your mojito or your coffee or your drink or the little special extra cup of sauce you liked on the side. And as a result of everything going on right now, a lot of those places may never come back. You know, there are chain restaurants out there that have the financial means to continue. But a lot of the places that we enjoy, we don't know. They may never come back. And as many of us did, if you were having dinner or having time with your family, if you have a TV on, and there'd always be some TV show on, you'd watch the news or maybe it'd be on ESPN or some ridiculous reality show or some TV show. Didn't really matter. We engrossed ourselves with political banter. We looked at the lives of celebrities. We marveled at ball players and their antics on the court or in the field or whatever you like. We saw stories of CEOs making deals and the money that they made and the things that they did. And it all pissed us off or made us happy, depending upon your side of the spectrum. And of course, those ridiculous reality TV shows like The Bachelor and the thousands of shows I won't name. The stories of billion-dollar deals and new multi-million-dollar contracts for ball players. We'd argue about the price of oil. We'd all argue about the taxes that were potentially being raised for new schools or new ballparks, new stadiums, roads, whatever, and how much we hated them all and how much we wanted to protest and how much it was unfair. We hear stories of, and this is all over the place, we hear stories of how the governments were looking and debating teacher raises and maybe parents having to pay more for certain fees at schools and that bill that you got from the doctor's office that had that extra fee in there for a certain thing that you got, maybe you had to go to the hospital. Maybe they charged an extra 50 cents for the juice that you had with your meal while you were in the hospital for those 2 days. Or, hell, even the cost of cabbage and milk at the grocery store. We were upset with that. Or even that when you got your bill from the city, whether it's water or waste disposal or whatever, and an extra $5, and you weren't happy about it. Or that extra 7 cents that your cell phone company charged for some state regulatory fee that everybody kind of bitched about. When I drive around town, I'd marvel at all the new condo and apartment home developments that were just popping up everywhere. All the new houses and upscale developments and upscale shopping. Whole Foods over here and Trader Joe's over here and Fresh Market over here. Another Starbucks on the other corner. I kind of laugh at myself at all the folks that were just simply jogging around. They walked their dogs, or they'd have to listen to the music, or they have their face buried in the phones and not paying attention to where they're going, which is always just too funny to me. Then you keep driving, you drive by a local tavern or pub, and there's people all over the place at happy hour. Everyone laughing, taking their group pics or selfies, trying to make sure you get the right pose for it. Obviously going to be posting that on IG or Facebook or Twitter or whatever social media platform you use. Obviously, we were living our best lives and just waiting for all the likes. Just showing off and saying, hey, this is what I did today. I had this wine and this whiskey and this vodka, this mixed drink, or this new creation, or these new wings, or this new taco joint that I found, or this new donut that I found. And at the same time, while you drive around and you see all that, you wonder to yourself, where in the world did these people work? And how they could afford upwards of $3,000 a month for a condo and apartment, afford that Beamer or that exotic car they were driving, and still be able to eat and not drown in debt. And if you're like me, you'd halfway kind of calculate if or when you could do it or do the same. Because it looks like fun. Hey, I'd love a convertible Beamer. I'd love a new Mustang. I'd love to live in a posh 2,000 square foot condo in a 30-story building near uptown with all the views and everything that goes along with it. But of course, if you live in this town long enough, you know that all those people who live in the condos and live in apartment buildings, you know where they work. I don't even need to name the places, all the financial institutions and tech companies and all that. You know exactly where they work. But all that changed 6 weeks ago, more like 7 weeks ago now. Everything that we took for granted came to a screeching halt. If you drive around town now, you would think it was Sunday. Usually on Sunday, traffic was light. You can move around fairly easily, not having to worry about traffic. Or if you live, for example, in the part of town that I do, you could hear traffic. You could hear people talking. You'd hear cars at all times of the night. You'd hear police cars and fire trucks and what have you. But now, nothing. It's silent. You may hear the occasional dog barking, like my neighbor's dog. But it's silent. Restaurants are empty. Bars are empty. Even places of worship have had to go virtual. If you go to a church like I go to, they're known for hugs, known for being welcoming, getting a good sermon, hearing good music. But that's gone. How did we get to be so arrogant in our own lives? How did we get to be so engrossed in all the things that we took for granted? We just didn't think about it. And all the million-dollar contracts and all the things that we argued and hated and debated. And all the people that we took for granted. Just 6 weeks ago, you could probably watch ESPN or whatever cable network you were watching. And I'm sure you were marveling at the newest, greatest product that some social media influencer was pushing. Or how some football player got a 10-year, $574 million contract, whatever the case may be. And that's what we talked about. We listened to the radio, we watched TV, even around the water cooler. That's what we talked about. But we didn't think about your child's third grade teacher working that second job to make ends meet and provide supplies for your child, the same supplies that you didn't really want to have to go to Walmart, pick up the list and buy. Because you felt, oh, I paid my taxes already. I buy all this for my kid. Why do I need to buy more? What about when you went to the doctor? And you saw your doctor and you wondered why it took so long for your doctor or your PA to get to you. My appointment was at 11. It's 11:15. I have things to do. Why am I still waiting? And then the nurse or the CNA or the medical technician will come in, take your blood pressure. Then you sit and wait another 15 minutes too, or longer. What about when you did yard work on a Saturday afternoon? And let's say your trash pickup was on a Tuesday. And you took all the stuff out in the wheelbarrow out to the curb and you put it out there. And you wondered why it took so long for the city to come pick it up, or whoever the disposal service that you use to come pick it up. You call, make an appointment. Sometimes they come early, sometimes they come late, sometimes they wouldn't come at all. You didn't think about the guys that come along and pick up the trash once a week. When you went to Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or Fresh Market or Bilo doesn't exist anymore, or Publix or Harris Teeter or whatever grocery store you chose. You never thought about how the stuff got on the shelves. You just walked in, you grabbed your cart, you put your earbuds in, you look at the list that you had on your phone, and you walk around and you find whatever you need. You text your significant other to make sure you got everything. Sometimes if you already got out of the store, you had to go back in because your significant other sent you back in to get something else. And it was always there. And you just complained about the price or complained that you had to go back in to get it. Load it all in the car. Drive home. Maybe stuck in traffic. Or if your car had a problem, you'd go to wherever you would go to get your oil changed or the car looked at and complain if you had to wait 3-4 hours to get something done because you had something to do. The world couldn't wait. Oh my God, I have to wait to get this done? I need it done now. So many things that we took for granted. Now, in the midst of this crisis that we're dealing with, the very same people who we often thought, or didn't think, it was an afterthought, the same people that we took advantage of, the same people that we didn't want to pay because we want to keep our prices low, the same people that we felt didn't deserve a raise or didn't deserve extra funding or didn't deserve an extra hand or didn't deserve that extra stuff you needed to buy when you went to Walmart to get that school supply list, have now become the most important people on earth. CEOs who make $10 million a year don't matter. But the guy or the girl answering the phone at the customer service line because you had a problem with your bank statement or a charge that you got, they matter. The leader of the car company, the major car that you've been loyal to for 20 years, and the price of that car doesn't matter. But the mechanic who works at the dealership where you bought that car from matters. The person who delivers those Amazon packages that you know you didn't really need and complain about sometimes how long it takes to get them. Now the person who brings that to you, most important person on earth. Or even that restaurant that you love to go to. The owner, the general manager, or the company that owns and controls that restaurant, don't even think about them. It's that cute little waitress there who always talked to you and gave you a smile when they gave you coffee. That's who you miss. There are thousands of examples just like that of people that we never ever thought about. We didn't care about their lives. We didn't care about what they did. We didn't care about how much they made or what struggle they had. All we knew, we wanted to go there, take advantage of whatever service it was that we needed. We want it done now. We want it done on time. We want it done for as little as possible. And we got to go because I got a meeting. I got a golf game. I got friends to meet at dinner. I got to rush to pick up my kid from practice. So all those little things just didn't matter to us. We took them all for granted. But if you look around at our world now and our new normal that we live in, everything's changed. If you are in the unfortunate situation where either you or a loved one or someone you know was or had contracted COVID-19, and you understand the struggle that maybe they had for testing or to get treatment, or if, sad to say, if you had a loved one who may have had an extremely bad case of COVID-19 and were struggling for life, and you couldn't go see them. You couldn't give them a hug, you couldn't give them encouragement. Maybe they were an unfortunate case that may have been put on a ventilator. But in that facility or hospital, there's a CNA, there's a medical tech, there's a doctor, there's a nurse. There's some type of medical team worker there. When you couldn't give that family member that touch of encouragement, that hug you so desperately want to give them, they did that for you. Hopefully that person that you knew recovered and was able to come home. And I will bet every dollar I have that that person who recovered, they will easily tell you, I owe everything to those doctors and nurses and medical workers who helped me. They kept me sane during all this. They gave me the best care they could. They held my hand when nobody else could. And for them, I'm thankful. So it's all about perspective. Or if you have children that you have to school at home, you realize how important that teacher is now. You see the need for the supplies they ask for. You see the need for that extra money because you couldn't fathom doing that yourself. But then that person would have to go to school every day and do that with 30 other kids that you can't do with two or three or one. This crisis that we're in should be the end of our arrogance. No longer can we go through life and just expect that everything needs to be done on our own timetable, how we want to do it. And we can't think about how those things get done. We have to really look at ourselves. Be thankful for what we can do. Be thankful if you've not contracted coronavirus, you should be thankful. If you've not had a family member that's been touched by it, you should be thankful. But even in those blessings comes responsibility. And our responsibility from this point going forward in this new normal should be an extra level of respect for the people who make sure that while we live in our blessing, that we can live in our blessing, and we can function, and we can do the things that we need to do every day to get the things done that we need to do, done on time, and done in the best manner possible. So when this is over, or even you don't have to wait till this, do it now. If you're living in a community like I am where the cases aren't as bad, it's still there, the threat is still there, you still have to be careful. You still have to pay attention to the laws of the land, pay attention to the suggestions and recommendations and advisories that have been given to you to stay at home as much as you can unless you have to. But you should take an extra minute, an extra moment. When you walk into the grocery store and you talk to that cashier who's ringing you up and scanning your can of beans or your milk or your coffee or that pack of chicken that you bought, when they give you the receipt, just simply say, thank you. I don't know what I would do if you weren't here. When you go to the doctor, yeah, you talk to your doctor. Yeah, you talk to the nurse, but also talk to that medical tech who takes your blood pressure, or the lady behind the counter who takes that payment you don't want to make, and say, thank you. I don't know what I'd do without you. Or if you happen to be going out to your car one morning when the trash guys come by and they have to get out and come get your can and put it on the truck, just stop them for a second. Say, brother, I appreciate you. You do a job that not many people want to do, but it's important. Thank you. There's so many examples of where our arrogance impeded our perspective. Take the time and the effort to go to those people, no matter what the case may be, wherever it is, restaurants, wherever. Give them an extra tip. Write a little note on the receipt. Thank them for their service. Thank them for everything they do, because they are the heroes that we should recognize going forward. We have to end our arrogance. We have to adjust our perspective. We have to be better people. We have to be better in the community. We have to love on each other. That's what COVID-19 taught us. So now as things begin to open up and we kind of get back to the way things were before, maybe we shouldn't go back to where they were before. Maybe we should just look again and be grateful for the lives that we've been given. Grateful for our health. Grateful for our families. Grateful for the opportunities that this has given us. If you look around, the air's cleaner. You can hear things that you haven't heard before. You can see things that you haven't seen before. People tend to be nicer to each other. This was a pause to help take care of our world. Excuse me. The end of our arrogance is the way we should frame this. Family, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. Again, these episodes of the Morning Smoke CLT are available on all the streaming and podcast outlets that are available out there. If you have a question, comment, or concern, please email me at themorningsmokeclt@gmail.com. On Thursday, we'll be adding some new elements, some new segments and things. I just wanted to take a moment today and to really express the things that I've seen. While things have not been all good, there's been a lot of good, a lot of changes. So family, remember, be safe. Love on your family. Wash your hands. And most importantly, take care of yourself and be grateful. Don't be arrogant. Have the perspective you need to realize just how good we really have it. Family, it's your boy G, and this has been the Morning Smoke, CLT.